Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking with us now on 1010 Wins and 1010wins.com is Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. Senator, you're in Washington right now. Before we get into the specifics of this record-breaking $2 trillion stimulus, what is the status of voting on this bill, and how does the House bill figure in?
Well, we've got a lot of energy behind this bill, bipartisan energy, for those of us who were in the trenches and made these tough compromises. You know, but there's always going to be some senators that might have some problems, and I think both caucuses, Democrat and Republicans, are trying to get everybody on board so we can vote on this and get this over to the House of Representatives as quickly as possible. Too many, literally millions and millions of Americans, are depending upon the resources that are in this bill. We've got to get this done.
This morning, you may have heard what Governor Cuomo said about the bill. He said it would be terrible for New York. What do you think it will be for New Jersey?
Well, I again want to tell you, this is a compromise bill. It does not have in it all the things that I was fighting for and pushing for, but it has many of them that I was. And so, for example, I've talked to my office, has talked to hundreds and hundreds of families who are going to be benefited by the direct cash payments, up over $3,000 for families of four or more. It's substantive. The tens of thousands of people in New York, New Jersey, hundreds of thousands of people that might be facing unemployment now have the best unemployment resources I've seen in my lifetime, where literally the floor has been raised, that middle-class families, lower-income workers, will get virtually nearly a full paycheck relief. And it's been expanded for 4 months. On top of that, the billions of dollars that we're getting for our hospital systems, it's akin to a Marshall Plan for hospitals that are out there. And then there are small businesses that we all value and love in our communities, in our states, that are going to get tens of billions of dollars of support, not just grants, but not just loans, but actually grants as well. So this bill does not have everything. I'm hoping we get to come back and fight for a fourth bill to fill in gaps and add resources. But there are literally millions of Americans who are in economic insecurity or free fall right now who will find solid ground from this bill. And there are hospital systems overwhelmed, bleeding out resources that will get help. And as a guy who fought for everything from the cash payments to help for mass transit in our area, from New York City's MTA, which is going to get billions, to New Jersey Transit, we're winning for our region because we are so reliant on those mass transit systems that right now are running up hundreds of millions of dollars worth of debt and facing critical financial challenges.
Let's put this in real terms for our listeners. Let's assume that the bill, as is, passes, the president signs it within the next 24 hours. When do those cash payments come to a family of four in Freehold, maybe, or someone who's out of work in Little Ferry?
Well, the first thing is to understand those folks who are out of work can go to the unemployment offices. You can go online and even sign up because there's resources there for you that we already have the mechanism set up to get you financial support right away. The cash payments, that's been a lot of the battle for me in the trenches. I knew there's a lot of quicker ways to get the money out, but those still should be coming out as quickly as possible. I do not have a definite date for you, but you can start to rely on those resources, which a lot of people need to know is that, hey, when we get to those April rent payments and the like, will I know I have money, or can I move things around knowing knowing that money is coming. If you're running a small business, which for a lot of small business people, that's who's laying people off because they can't afford to hold people on. Well, there's going to be a tremendous amount of immediate resources that they could be applying for that's going to help them to keep their payments to fulfill their, whether it's their fixed costs, their utilities, their mortgage payments, their rental payments, as well as do things to incentivize them with grants to keep their employees. So there's a lot of things that will start hitting immediately and a lot of things that we can all rely on should we be in a financial strap. But I'll tell you, those hospitals and hospital systems are in desperate need. Those towns that are worried about paying their firefighters and police officers, as a former mayor, there'll be a lot of local leaders celebrating knowing that they're going to get the resources they need to meet at least this phase of the challenge.
Senator, the president says he has been using the Defense Production Act, which could have companies ramp up production of much-needed supplies, as leverage, as opposed to actually invoking it. Are you on board with that? Would you urge him to just invoke it, or do you think it's working fine the way it is?
Presidents during crises step up and use their authorities to protect the life and safety of their residents. This president is not using the strength that comes from that office to meet the crisis of our region. It is unacceptable to me that he's still dithering around and hasn't used the full authority granted to him in that office. The Defense Production Act should have been employed weeks ago, in my opinion, so that he could begin to get areas like New York and New Jersey the resources that we need. And this is the frustrating thing in this crisis, to see us have advanced warning but not do the things on a federal level that we should have been doing to prepare, from testing kits that critical mistakes were made, all the way to just being direct with people and letting them know in sobered terms, candid sober terms, what to expect and not to deny or call what we're experiencing now a hoax. And so I have a lot of frustrations, but this is not a time for unconstructive expressions. I continue to talk with federal agencies and the White House to get the city, the state of New Jersey, the resources that we really need right now, because the wave that's coming at New Jersey and New York will soon, if we don't act quickly, outstrip the supplies that we have to meet that crisis, and that's unacceptable. No one in the New York and New Jersey area should die because we do not have respirators. The federal government should not be husbanding them, and they should be activating all the resources we need as the area of the country right now that is being hardest hit by this crisis.
I want to ask you a question about one of your colleagues, Senator Rand Paul, who apparently used the Senate gym, had a meeting, was circulating after he had a coronavirus test. He has since tested positive. Do you think he acted correctly?
Again, there'll be time, I'm sure, to analyze this. My urgency today of all the problems and challenges and the pushing that I'm doing, this doesn't even register. I'm sure there will be an examination of his behavior. He's already written a letter that I haven't even had time to read to his colleagues explaining his conduct. Again, my focus right now is getting New Jersey and New Jerseyans the resources that they need immediately, and that's the fight before us right now.
And before we let you go, will there be a vote tonight? Will there not be a vote tonight? Or you're not sure at this point?
I'm not sure. I still believe and hope. I'm going to be a prisoner of hope that we can get this thing voted on tonight. A lot of furious conversations are going on, some of which I need to get back to. But the hope is we can get this to Nancy Pelosi and the House of Representatives sometime this evening. And I'm a guy that will stay up as late as it's necessary to get that done. There's too much at stake. And I just want to thank you before we sign off. People don't often recognize how critical the media is in times like this, getting people important information. Many people in the media are even put themselves at risk to get the kind of information people need for their families. And so I just want to thank you and for all that you and your team are doing. And again, just call out to all of us during this time of difficulty. Let's show the best of who we are in some of the worst of times. Let's show kindness, grace, and decency, because if there's ever a challenge in America, I'm betting on us and our ability to get through it together.